Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. You know, there's really no reason why any woman should hesitate about giving herself a lovely Tony Home Permanent. For Tony waves any kind of hair that can be permanent waved, whether your hair be a stately gray, whether it's lightly bleached or finely tinted. You'll say your hair never looked so soft, so natural-looking. What's more, your beautiful Tony Permanent is guaranteed to last just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave or your money back. Yet the Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2. Give yourself a Tony Home Permanent today, and be sure to follow the simple directions. More than 1 million women a month use Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look. T-O-N-I, Tony. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. The end of another day for Nora Drake at the Page Memorial Hospital. A very busy day for a charge nurse of a large medical ward. A day that saw Nora on the go from 8:30 in the morning when she appeared for duty until a little before 6 when she finally left for home, for her small three-room apartment on Mason Street, which she now shares with her father. And it was while she was walking the three short blocks to her house through this balmy early evening in mid-May that she was overwhelmed suddenly by a sense of weariness. At least, so it seemed to her. Though she wasn't aware of it, it was more than weariness brought on by the day's work. It was a sense of loneliness, that special desolation which attacks young people, attacks them with extra force in the spring of the year. Well, it's about 3/4 of an hour later now, and Nora and her father have just finished dinner.
So quiet, Nora.
Have I been quiet?
You've hardly said anything at all.
Maybe that's a tribute to your lamb stew, Dad. I was concentrating on it.
Does that mean it was good?
It was excellent.
Then why didn't you eat it?
I had as much as I wanted, Dad.
Not much of an appetite, eh, dear?
I had lunch rather late.
Are you sure you had lunch?
That's a strange question.
Is it?
Of course it is. I always have lunch.
You mean when you don't forget, when you aren't too busy.
You always find something to worry about, don't you, Dad?
What are you doing?
Taking care of the dishes.
Now, don't bother, dear. I'll clear them off.
They have to be washed.
I'll take care of that, too.
Dad,
Nora, please, I don't want you to bother with the dishes tonight.
You sound as though you mean it.
I do.
Okay.
I'll get it. Hello. Oh, hello, Bob. Fine. Uh-huh. Yes, she is. I'll let you talk to her. Bob Keating.
Oh. Hello. Yes, Bob. No, I'm sorry. That's right. No, that isn't it. Maybe so. No, I'm sorry, Bob. Goodbye.
I haven't seen Bob in some time now.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come around quite often.
So he did.
He wanted to see you tonight, didn't he?
Something like that. But since I've discovered through trial and error that Bob Keating isn't the most soothing companion in the world, I decided not to see him.
Nora, what's the matter?
Why, is something the matter because I've decided Bob is too much for my thin blood and intend to have nothing more to do with him?
No, I wasn't thinking about Bob. You haven't been yourself since you came home. You seem depressed.
I'm just tired.
Nora, don't stay home tonight.
You trying to get rid of me?
You've been home 3 nights in a row. Go for a walk.
No, I can't, Dad. I have things to do.
What things?
I have exam papers tomorrow.
You can do that tomorrow. Say, I have an idea. How about you and me going to the movies? There's a good picture playing around the corner.
Some other time, Dad. I'd rather stay in tonight.
Nora, this won't do. You can't work as hard as you do all day and then come home in the evening.
I don't have work to do every night, Dad.
Exactly. And what do you do those nights when you don't have work? You should be seeing people of your own age going out having a good time. Perhaps Bob Keating isn't the answer, but he isn't the only interesting young man in the world. This sitting around night after night brooding about...
About what?
It doesn't matter.
You mean Ken Martinson, don't you?
Well,
look, Dad, you've got to stop worrying about me. If occasionally I come home and I'm a little more quiet than usual, that doesn't mean I'm nursing a broken heart. Ken Martinson is married to Peggy. And even if he weren't, after what's happened, he still wouldn't mean anything in my young life. Or do you think I'm protesting too much?
Meantime, not very far away, another young person with the same sense of desolation, the same gnawing emptiness, has just come home.
Ken?
Yeah?
Hello, darling.
Hello, Peg.
Oh, my. When did it happen?
What?
Your best friend. When did he die? Because that's just the way you look, as if you'd lost your... Oh, I get it. You don't think it's very funny, do you? Well, maybe you're right.
If I don't sparkle, it's just because I'm a bit tired, that's all.
How about a little pick-me-up? Can I fix you one?
No, don't bother, Peg. I don't need a drink.
What do you need, darling? He isn't saying. I'll tell you what I need. Put your arms around me. That's fine. Now kiss me. Oh, Ken, what have I done to rate such a break? Look at me. I'm the happiest girl in the world. I have the handsomest husband and... What's the matter, Ken? Are you that tired? Why are you in such a hurry to take your arms away? Is it such a chore for you? I'm sorry, darling, I shouldn't. Ken, I said I was sorry.
That's all right.
Are you sure? I know I shouldn't have said that, and every once in a while I get... Oh, that must be Dad. I forgot to tell you. He's coming for dinner. And there he is, the other man in my life.
Hello, dear.
Come on in, Dreamboat.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Not too bad for an old man.
Oh, get him, old man. You don't look a day over 40.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Martin.
I mean it.
I hope so. Well, Ken, how are things at the hospital? Working hard, I suppose.
I managed to keep busy.
Well, let's not stand around. Come on, sit down.
Where's the food?
Be patient, Dad. You'll get it. Tell me, how's the market these days?
Oh, I don't know, Peg. My housekeeper does all the shopping.
Oh, fine. That was a little corny, don't you think?
Maybe so. What do you want to know about the market?
Oh, how are you doing? Are you still making bushels of money?
Why?
Because I'm going to give you a chance to do something for the good of your soul.
My soul is feeling no pain at the moment. What did you have in mind?
Well, Page Memorial needs a new clinic, doesn't it, darling?
Clinic? Well, yes, I guess it does.
I had a talk with Dr. Jensen, and it will cost $100,000. And that's all.
That's plenty.
Well, don't get scared, Dad. I wasn't expecting it all from you. Just 10,000 of it. And 10,000 from 9 friends of yours. That adds up to 100,000 if my arithmetic is right.
Your arithmetic is perfect, Peg, but even 10,000 is a lot of money.
Not for you, Dreamboat.
Peg, these aren't ordinary times. Taxes alone
take
more.
Oh, yes,
I
know. I know all about taxes. But they aren't as high now as they used to be. Or don't you read the papers?
They're still high enough.
Well, I'll tell you, I have some very big friends in Washington, and I'll talk to them and see what they can do for you. And meantime, you can write out a check for $10,000, and you won't even miss it, and you know it.
Okay, Peg, have my check. But where I'm going to dig up 9 other victims, I don't know.
You'll get them, honey. I have lots of confidence in you.
Thanks.
Well, actually, it's only 8 others, Dad, not 9. Because I'm going to be in on this thing, too. And now I've got to go in and see about the dinner, if you'll excuse me.
You're excused, but don't take too long. I'm starved, and this dinner'd better be good, since it's costing me 10 grand.
It will not be that good.
You didn't know anything about this, did you, Ken?
What? Oh, no, I didn't. This is the first I heard of it.
Really pretty crowded for space, aren't they?
They have been for some time, but they've managed somehow.
Peg's taking quite an interest in Page Memorial, isn't she?
Yes, certainly is.
You aren't very keen about this, are you, Ken?
What do you mean?
You'd rather I didn't help her raise that money.
Why do you say that?
Just an impression. Am I wrong?
How can I object to money being raised for the hospital? That wouldn't make much sense, would it?
Maybe it would. Be honest with me, Ken. This is just between the two of us. It won't go any further. You don't want me to help her raise that money, do you?
All right, I'll be honest with you. The answer is no. I don't want you to do it.
More about Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Alice Hebert of Biddeford, Maine. Mrs. Hebert's husband is studying under the GI Bill, and she tries to help him in every way possible. Is that right, Mrs. Hebert?
That's right. And he helps me, too, because he's helped to put up my permanent twice.
Really? How'd you start using Tony, Mrs. Hebert?
My sister-in-law told me about a Tony permanent she wanted to try, and mm-hmm. she showed me the results the next day. And it looked so nice and natural that I decided right then and there I wanted to try it, too.
Tell me, do you find Tony economical? Does it save you any money?
Yes, it does, and it does save me time, as I am a housewife and a receptionist. Oh. My time is quite limited.
Mm-hmm. How many Tonys have you had?
Three up to now.
And how long do your Tonys usually last you?
6 to 7 months.
It certainly looks very natural. Mrs. Hebert, by the way, is wearing her hair in a... would you call that a short page boy, Mrs. Hebert?
No, sorry. It isn't a page boy.
I see.
My hair is quite long for evening wear, and I like to wear it short and neat for business wear.
And then you can comb it to look like a page boy in
a
day.
Yes, with a Tony, it does help.
Well, good. Are there any other special reasons you have for liking Tony Home Permanent?
Well, it's very economical, as I said, and it does save me a lot of time. And then I can wear it low and high and short as I like it.
I see. Well, Mrs. Hebert, after what you told our listeners, the fact that Tony is economical and saves you a lot of time and very manageable, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, ladies, more than 1 million women a month give themselves lovely Tony home permanence. Yes, each month more than 1 million women use Tony. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. For your second Tony permanent, all you need is a Tony refill. It costs only $1, yet there's no finer wave at any price. Thank you, Mrs. Hebert, for telling us about your Tony and for taking the time to come down. Here is a gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch, and a Tony refill so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Thank you.
There was something in Ken Martinson's attitude that prompted Andrew King to ask that question. To ask whether Ken didn't want him to help Peggy raise money for the clinic. That's why he persisted until he got an answer. But when the answer finally came, he couldn't help being startled. But this is only the first of several startling developments. And as Andrew King looks at his son-in-law now, he feels troubled and uneasy. It's as right as rain. Yes, a new shampoo enriched with lanolin gives you the advantages of soft water shampooing. It's Tony Cream Shampoo, as wonderful as Tony Home Permanent. Yes, Tony Cream Shampoo alone gives you soft water shampooing. No water softener is needed. So for beautifully clean, beautifully behaved hair, get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave. Stay tuned now for Katie's Daughter, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.